Hi, my name is Marta Riva Palacio. I'm a sound artist and writer. I'm especially interested in what happens when you reproduce a soundscape in your home or in a gallery, for example, because when you do that, the space you are in becomes something else. It's not quite the room you were standing minutes ago, nor it's quite the place where the recording was made. The definition of soundscape is very complex, I think. It's like an iceberg. By soundscape, you may refer to a group of sounds connected to certain physical place, but also it may be something more abstract, such as myth connected to geography. There are soundscapes that only exist in our minds. Sometimes we identify a sound only because we stick the label on it, for example, homemade ice, and we put a pin in a map, for example, Marta's apartment. But if you remove the label and you put the pin in another place, for example, Antarctica, we listen the same soundscape in a very different way. That's one of the things I have learned from listening John Cage radio compositions. In most of my work, he has been an inspiration, especially in the piece you are about to listen. Electrostatica Antarctica is built from two sound beats, homemade ice breaking and wind. I mixed and recycled these beats several times and in different frequencies, until I got the final soundscape, which I personally call my own radio composition. Only that the radio waves I use in contrast with Cage's works are simulated. They are electrostatic signals that emerge from an imaginary South Pole. I've never been to Antarctica, but I open my fridge and dream about it. I hope you enjoyed this soundscape. Thanks.